Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. It's Wednesday, and everyone's back to school and work after our surprise snow day yesterday. For a little while, at least. Wednesdays are early days, when school gets out an hour earlier than normal. Does your school do early day? Instead of being done at 3 o'clock, my daughter gets out at 2 o'clock. I know the students love it, but for us adults, it feels so early. I bet quite a few adults are nodding their heads right now. I mean, I just finished lunch, and then my phone buzzes at 1:30 to tell me it's time to go get her. It feels like the workday is over way too early, and I usually get a little frustrated. Now, once I pick up my daughter, we head to the coffee shop where we get special drinks or snacks. My daughter reads a book or doodles, and I get a little more work done. So it's not really a problem, but I still feel frustrated. One day, on the drive from school to the coffee shop, I must have had a scowl on my face because my daughter asked if I was okay. I said, "Yeah, I'm fine." And she responded, "Dad, you're not fine. I know that face." I decided to be honest with her. I told her that even though pickup is only 1 hour earlier, some Wednesdays it feels like I barely get anything done before I have to turn around and come back to the school. And when I'm having a busy week, that stresses me out. I made sure to clarify that I wasn't frustrated with her. It's not her fault that school gets out early, and she's really good at keeping herself occupied at the coffee shop. Our conversation got me thinking. I don't like to tell other people when I'm feeling emotions like sad or frustrated or mad. I worry that if I tell someone, it'll make them feel bad too, like negative feelings are contagious. Or sometimes, I worry that they'll judge me for not being happy and positive all the time. How about you? Do you tell other people when you're feeling sad or mad or scared? Why or why not? Go ahead and share with your family, and if you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. My guess is that some of you are like me and don't like to share your negative emotions. But I also suspect that some of you don't mind. You might even like to do it because you find it helps to share with the right people. And that's what really impacted me when my daughter and I were talking. After I shared my frustration, she said, "Thanks for telling me. I love you, Dad." And that's exactly what I needed to hear. It wasn't her fault that I was frustrated, and there's nothing she could do about the school schedule, but her words reminded me that no matter what I'm feeling, she loves me and wants to be sure I'm okay. Now, we need to be wise about who we share our full feelings with. Grown-ups don't share everything with their kids because some stuff is just plain grown-up stuff. And when kids have tough stuff to share, it's best to share it with a grown-up you trust first, like your adult or one of your teachers. Another way you can share is through prayer. God is an amazing listener and is always there to hear how you're feeling. Of course, it's easier and more fun to pray when we're happy and things are going well, but you can say anything to God without being embarrassed or worrying that God will get mad. When we share with God exactly how we're feeling, it's a way of showing that we want God to really know us, no matter how we're feeling. And I promise that God's first response is always, "Thanks for telling me. I love you." We'll talk some more about this tonight, but for now, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that you're always ready to listen, no matter what we have to say. Whether we're happy or sad or mad or confused or anything else, you always respond with love. Help us to be honest with you, because it helps make our relationship with you stronger. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, go have an amazing Wednesday, and I'll talk to you tonight.